Morning Team Show on WSGW.
Whenever I chance to meet some old friends on the street, they wonder how does a man get to be this way.
We're just not talking. Let Charlie Pride sing, you know.
I've always got a smiling face, anytime and any place. And every time they ask me why, I just smile and say, you've got to kiss an angel good morning.
Kiss an angel good morning, one of the big hits from Charlie Pride in his career. Man.
Had a lot of them between 1969 and 1984 is when his big period was.
It's like 30 country hits that were number one, many in Canada too. Crossover songs. This was a crossover song, charted number 21 on the pop charts.
Yeah. Yeah, he was featured in that great Ken Burns documentary that came out last year about country music.
Deservedly so.
Oh, yeah. Well, especially because he was, well, was he the first?
I believe
Black
so.
Yes,
the first big one.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely. Yes.
All right, Lewis, you singing along in your home studio this morning?
Yep. Yeah, he was the first Black country artist. Talented guy.
On WSW this morning with Art Lewis in his home studio and Dave and Pat and Charlie here in the main studios. Yeah, and you hear some of the things, obviously, when people die and stories come out and things you go like, well, I didn't know this. Mm-hmm. I did not know that he had the skills to be a Major League Baseball player. He played minor league baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember reading that years ago.
He saw Jackie Robinson's success, told his dad that baseball would be his way out of the cotton fields. He played minor league ball, got drafted into the Army, though, in the 1950s, tried out for the Angels and Mets, but got injured. Pride joked that they sent him home with a tuna sandwich and an orange. Later became part owner, I knew this, of the Texas Rangers.
Yes.
I did know that.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not know this. Apparently there was a movie in the works.
Oh, really?
A biopic for Charlie Pride, and the person who was going to play Charlie Pride was The Rock, Dwayne Johnson.
Really?
Oh, really?
Huh? Yeah. Who knew? Yeah, Johnson said. Johnson says he spent time with Pride about 10 years ago in preparation to play him in a biopic, which never happened. He says the film was never made, but still was an honor to spend the time with him. It was going to be called The Charlie Pride Story. Dennis Quaid says that he was working on that film to make it happen. And he says he's going to make sure that the younger generation knows Pride's legacy.
Yeah. He performed here in Saginaw at one point back in the peak period early on in his career. Yeah.
Wow. A lot of great, and maybe the best thing of all, and I didn't realize this, in fact, Quaid says one of his best accomplishments of all time was his 60-year marriage to his wife, Rosine. 60 years. Wow. That's a country tune right there.